Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Think of a time you were totally caught off guard with something. I'm at the gym. You know, I like to go to the gym, and I'm on the treadmill and doing my warm up before my actual fitness class. I like to just walk for like a mile. And thankfully, I am just walking. I'm going a moderate pace, and the entire treadmill just jolts to a complete stop, like somebody came and accidentally pulled the plug. Faulty equipment. That's what happens. Thank goodness I wasn't running. I'd probably go flying. And thank goodness I have pretty good balance, because I still could have come crashing down. After this happened, I'm looking around and I see the guy behind me. He goes, "Oh yeah, that happened to me once." And I was like, this is not good. This should never happen. And I'm just trying to get my bearings. Those moments when we're caught off guard, we're not prepared for it. What just happened? What should I do next? Maybe we have a little fear, anxiety, anger, like a cancer diagnosis, like the loss of a job or housing, caught off guard. I find that our hearts, you get that race and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and our hearts end up trying to race away from God in that moment rather than towards him. But I want to take us for a moment to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4. I really hope to make this my go-to verse every time I feel that moment I'm caught off guard, my heart's going crazy. It says, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief." The moments of surprise, particularly unwanted surprise, when we are rooted in Christ, we are going to be better balanced to handle it. And we're not part of the darkness that will constantly try to uproot us. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.